From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As wildfires rip through wine-growing regions near the North California coast, farmers wait to assess impact to their vines. The Napa County Farm Bureau says it may be several days before farmers can return to property that's now behind fire lines. The glass fire has damaged several wineries in the region, and farmers say smoke also threatens the grapes. State officials opened fairgrounds in Petaluma and Gridley to house evacuated animals. The Organic Trade Association is advocating for more federal support of organic production as a means to mitigate climate change. According to thepacker.com, public and private efforts with that agenda need stronger federal support, and the OTA has published a white paper on organic agriculture and climate change. The OTA says organic ag presents a growing opportunity to mitigate climate change while creating economic, environmental, and health benefits for everyone. Negative producer price differentials throughout the summer grabbed headlines, creating confusion, sometimes anger, and increased basis risk for dairy farmers already struggling to cope with unprecedented supply, demand, and pricing challenges. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates the federal order revenue sharing pools from June through August had a combined shortfall near $1.5 billion. MilkBusiness.com reports economists have tried to explain the reasons behind these negative numbers, but are still looking for answers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.